calls. It's now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital, and it is time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by ARS of Virginia. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County is a no-go this morning. Jamie Whitten joins us with more.
And crews are doing all they can, John, to get additional lanes open here at the scene of the serious accident. This will be on the outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. We'll have more coming up in the traffic report.
You can be sure Connecticut Democrat Senator Christopher Murphy has a do not disturb on his phone this morning. He was on the Senate floor until nearly 2:15 a.m. when he wrapped up his 14-hour filibuster protesting the lack of lawmakers' action on gun control laws.
What can you do to make sure that Orlando or Sandy Hook never, ever happens again?
Murphy represented the area that includes Newtown, the site of the Sandy Hook shootings, when he was in the House of Representatives. The last funding hurdle for the Purple Line has now been cleared.
The commitment is it will be open by the spring of 2022.
And they're still on track for that, says Maryland Transportation Secretary Pete Ron, thanks to a loan that just came in from the U.S. DOT for $875 million. There is still one more federal court case out of Chevy Chase.
We feel very confident that we have taken into account things that are important to the environmental issues.
Governor Larry Hogan says the project's going at full speed.
It will have a transformative effect. Construction will begin by the end of the year.
The line connects to Metro in Bethesda, Silver Spring, College Park, and New Carrollton. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
But will the Purple Line be stopped by the courts? A federal judge hearing the lawsuit to stop the line heard arguments in the case yesterday and seemed to agree with the plaintiff's contention that Metro's ongoing maintenance problems and declining ridership should be factors in the state's decision whether to move forward. The judge floated the idea of requiring the state to perform an analysis before moving forward with the project. Is a showdown looming between Congress and Facebook over the social media postings of the Orlando nightclub shooter? The Senate's asking for more information about Omar Mateen.
Senator Ron Johnson asks Zuckerberg to provide more detail on Mateen's postings. Among them, Johnson says in his letter, Mateen called for an end to American and Russian bombings against ISIS, warned of future ISIS attacks in America, and used Facebook to search for information on the San Bernardino terrorists, among other things. A company spokesperson has reportedly said Facebook will have no comment on the matter. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan finally jumped off the fence on the issue of Donald Trump after months of putting off the media by saying he didn't want to talk about the likely GOP presidential nominee. Hogan told the Washington Post that no, he will not be voting for Trump in November. So what will he do? Quote, I guess when I get behind the curtain, I'll have to figure it out, says Hogan. Maybe write someone in, I'm not sure. Hogan spilled the beans during a trip to Prince George's County, where he got only 15% of the Democratic vote 2 years ago. A Loudoun County business that wants to be a Starbucks for gun toters is having trouble getting the permits it needs.
Bullets and Beans just started giving gun safety classes in its building on East Colonial Highway. Owner Kevin Jones says they also want to sell coffee, but it's been a problem getting the necessary permits because they've been zoned as a restaurant.
So with a restaurant, then it's a special exception hearing and what have you. And so then we have to go through that route separately. I'm not sure what that involves, but I know parking is an issue with the restaurant area.
Hamilton Town Councilor Craig Green tells the Loudoun Times Mirror, since there isn't a lot of parking there, some other kind of business may be more appropriate. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,640, the NASDAQ at 48,35. Sports, Jason Worth's second walk-off hit in 4 days led the Nationals over the Cubs in 12 innings. After the game, he was asked on Masson.
You've talked about people maybe criticizing your age coming into this season, and you've said you've had a little bit left in the tank. You're convinced of that. How do you feel just about the way that you're swinging it and what you've been able to accomplish over these last 4 days?
Yeah, those people can kiss my
WMAL News Time, 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop.
Or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Carlos Mencia, 38 Special, Martina McBride, Joe Nichols, and Jeff Foxworthy. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, still serious problems with this crash and cleanup on the outer loop of the Beltway after George Avenue, but before you get to the exit for Connecticut Avenue, stay left to get by the scene of the serious crash. A lot to check out when you get there. Have a car into the back of a tractor trailer. Delays almost back to I-95 right now, and it is just at a crawl as you work on that stretch of the Beltway. Arteries to get down to the Beltway, seeing those slowing as well. 29 Georgia Avenue, just to try to merge onto those slowdowns. Better is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The crash southbound south of 197 has been cleared to the shoulder. Now we're flowing a little bit slow as you leave Greenbelt to get inside the Capitol Beltway. Metro Rail's Red Line, no longer single tracking. Had a track problem earlier outside of Friendship Heights. It's been resolved, but still expect delays. And of course, under the Safe Track Plan, we do have single tracking on the Orange and Silver Lines between East Falls Church and Ballston. This is the last morning rush hour, though, under Surge 1. We'll take you Virginia now, calming down in Tyson's. Earlier car fire had been eastbound 7 before you get to International Drive before the Beltway, and in Brandywine, northbound 5 at Brandywine Road. Crash update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in and patchy fog for the first part of the day, maybe even a few light rain showers this afternoon, a slight chance of thunderstorms, and maybe a few around that could be strong, possibly severe. 84 tonight, some rain around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 71 in Chantilly, 70 in Fort Washington, 73 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It was a long night in the Senate as Democrats continued their filibuster over gun control. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
It's 6:08 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're starting your day the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. 7:05, we'll check in with the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Pete Hoekstra, about the no-fly list and about potentially preventing another terror attack. At 7:35, Mark Levin, the great one, will discuss our liberties and freedoms in the face of greater security. 7:45 brings us Stuart Varney, Fox Business Network. And at 8:05, we'll check in with Vince Gray, former D.C. mayor who has a bit of a political redemption yesterday, Tuesday. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so here's a question for you. Do the folks at Disney bear any responsibility for that gator attack that led to the death of a young toddler the other day? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. If you haven't heard the very latest, well, the sad news is they have recovered the body of the toddler who was snatched by a gator earlier this week and dragged into the lake there outside the Floridian Hotel on the Disney property. Down in Orlando. They have been searching for the gators. They have removed a bunch of gators. They actually say they believe they got the gator that snatched the child. But now the questions are being asked. did Disney bear some responsibility in all of this because they didn't put up signs that said, warning, there are gators in this lake? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I think back to this story of Harambe the gorilla and how people are saying, well, a lot of people say, well, the parents weren't doing a good job. In this particular case, we know that the father of the child was nearby. The father of the child tried to wrestle the gator. I mean, and that's a dangerous proposition. Was there instantly as it happened. It happened very quick. Gators are fast. And it happened very quick, and you don't really have any sense that the father was in some way not doing his job and monitoring his child. He was standing nearby. In this case, I don't think the father was aware that there were gators in the lake. Now, there were no signs. The sign said no swimming, but the child wasn't swimming. The child was just playing around at the edge of the water when this happened. So I think Disney does bear some responsibility. I've spent a lot of time in Florida. I have a piece of property down there. And in places where there are gators, there are signs that say, warning, there are gators here. Or you see signs that say, please don't feed the gators. And that means you, in other words, we don't want you to become gator food.
Yeah.
So I think they did bear some responsibility. Apparently, everybody down there who works in the park knew there were gators. But you can't imagine that everybody who comes to Disney understands that fact, that that there are gators in this lake. I think people who come to Florida would be surprised to know that there are gators almost everywhere. But that's my take. I think they do bear some responsibility, just as I do believe the zoo, bears some responsibility for having a pen that allowed a toddler to get into the cage with a gorilla. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
There's somewhere between 1.3 million to 2 million gators in Florida. That means there's one gator for every 10 to 15 people
in
the state.
That's right, and I've met some of them.
And by the way, alligators are also still on the protected list. Mm. They're on the endangered list. Do you know why? It's not because they themselves are endangered. It's because they closely resemble the American crocodile, which is endangered.
Endangered, yes.
So there's no hunting going on right now for these alligators, and so they.
I think they do hunt, but it's under very strict guidelines and rules.
Yeah, not like hunting deer,
right,
or hunting duck or something like that. And so they keep breeding, and there's a heck of a lot more of them than there used to be. Listen, whether Disney bears responsibility or not, I think there's one thing that we can all agree on. Disney will be putting up signs about alligators.
Yes,
and Disney is going to get sued, and Disney is going to settle.
Yes.
All right. So they're going to be paying a lot of money. And, of course, all the money in the world isn't going to bring back this poor little two-year-old boy. But they're going to get sued. They're going to settle. It'll never go to court. And that'll be the end of that. There are signs that say no swimming. And as a parent, I take signs that say no swimming as a sign that my kids shouldn't be in the water. And so I'm not saying there's anyone at fault here. I think this is a horrible freak thing that has happened since 1973. In the last 40 years, there have only been 24 fatal alligator attacks in the entire state of Florida, let alone in Disney World. It's a rare freak occurrence that happened.
Uh-huh.
I don't like issuing blame at all. I think that since Disney World has been there since 1973, one time on the campgrounds, a kid in 1986 got bit by an alligator, but nothing else has happened. Up until this moment, the signs have been sufficient. So, no, I don't place the blame with Disney, but they'll certainly take action, I'm sure, because, that's just the way things go these days.
All right, to the phone lines we go. What do you think? Does Disney bear any responsibility here in this gator attack down in Disney World, right outside the Grand Floridian Hotel, right on a beach where people are it's a groomed beach where people are invited to come and walk. And that's where it all took place. No signs that said warning gators. Are they at fault? Let's go to Andrew in Manassas. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I lived in Florida for 4 years, and you are well informed by commercials and even billboards in Florida that anything that's fresh water is a habitat for gators. And grant you, they don't snatch a lot of people unless you're swimming in it, but they certainly take a lot of little dogs who are on leashes and others. They do. I mean, they're dangerous. And as you pointed out, people come from all over the world. may not even understand what a gator is, much less that they're in every fresh water, including pools down there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a litigious person. I do not believe the Ohio Sioux bears any responsibility. I think that is the parents' fault. But I think in this case, Disney did not post clearly enough that there are dangerous reptiles.
Yeah. Why do you think they didn't do that? I mean, it seems like a logical thing. What's your thinking? Do they don't want to scare away the tourists?
I think they are trying to create a happy, fun environment, and they thought no swimming was enough to keep people out of the water. I think the father was wrong by letting his, because they said that the boy was wading in a foot to 2 feet deep water. Now he was only a couple of years old, so I don't know how deep that could have really been.
Right.
But I think the father, you know, was not wise letting his kid at night wade in water, any kind of water, because there's also snakes and everything else. At night is the most dangerous time to be in fresh water.
All right. Well, listen, that's one opinion. And by the way, Andrew, we really appreciate you calling in. Listen, we want to hear what you think about this. Did Disney bear any responsibility? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, it has been a tough morning already. I know. In case you haven't heard, we have a serious crash on the Maryland Beltway. It happened in the 4 o'clock hour. Outer loop between George Avenue, Connecticut Avenue. Stay left to get by the scene of this tractor-trailer accident. And slowly is the traffic getting by. It had been closed for a while, so at least this is a little bit better news with some movement. Delays at 95 College Park. And the feeder roads to get to the Beltway, those two are jammed. Options for you if you're coming south on 95, ICC to your destination. That's Maryland Route 200, Randolph Road north of the Beltway. Of course, a lot of commuters will opt for these options as well. 410 inside the Beltway. On the southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, leaving Greenbelt, slowing to get inside the Beltway toward Good Luck Road. Had a report of a minor incident in that area. On New York Avenue, troubles with the signal lights, DC reporting. As you head inbound New York Avenue, right at the 3rd Street Tunnel. So watch, they're trying to get some police direction there if they're not there already. 66 were bunched up through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and in through to Falls Church. And Metro Rail no longer single tracking on the Red Line. They had some earlier track problems outside of Friendship Heights. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's your forecast. Today, we're going to have partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms. A few storms could be severe. A high today of 84 degrees. The chance of rain, only 30%. Tonight, a 90% chance of rain. It's going to rain tonight. Rainfall near half an inch. And then tomorrow, I think early in the day, there will be periods of rain. High around 75 degrees. And then on Saturday and Sunday, looks like really nice weather. Highs in the low 80s both days. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is 6:17 on WMA.
Your to-do list doesn't disappear at 5 p.m. You can schedule a visit with your Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
We had to deliver sad news to the parents that the child was indeed dead, but we also were able to say to the parents we had honored the commitment that we would search for their child until we could locate that child.
Yeah, that's the sheriff down there in Orlando. They did find the body of the toddler, and they apparently have done what they need to do with the gator. But the question now remains, is Disney in any way responsible for all of this? What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You're on with Brian and Larry. Robert in Fairfax, you're up next. What do you think?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do your elementary school preschoolers learn that lions live in the jungle? Bears live in the forest? Do these parents not know alligators live in the swamp?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. As I mentioned, I own a piece of property down in Florida. I go down there quite a bit, and I am aware that there are gators. I've actually encountered a couple of them.
You shouldn't have to live there to understand.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. When I have people who visit down there, they see the signs that say warning gators, they're shocked. What? There are gators in that water? I mean, honestly, they are surprised.
I guess there are idiots in the world for other reasons.
Well, yeah, all right. Thanks for that. I take your point, though.
I mean, I'm sympathetic to that, Robert. I do think it's common sense, too. My concern here is that by saying that and saying, no, that Disney's not responsible for this child's death and you know, to suggest that people should know that when there's a sign that says no swimming and you're in Florida, you should stay out. I'm afraid that we sound like we're blaming the parents in this case, which I'm not. Like, it's possible that a horrible thing can happen, so horrible that you lose your child, and guess what? No one's actually to blame. It's just a horrible thing that happened. But, you know, we live in a society and a culture now where immediately we have to start blaming someone, and guess what? Disney's going to get the blame.
Pete in Fredericksburg, you're up next with Brian and Larry. What do you think there, Pete?
Well, you know, I think Disney should not bear any responsibility in this, as horrible as it is. You know, there is a point where parental responsibility, you know, comes in. And I think that, again, as unfortunate as it is, you're right in your assessment that Disney will probably settle out of court and keep it from escalating.
Well, I mean, but the sign said no swimming, right?
Yeah, you're correct. But was not the child in the water?
Well, that's not swimming. If you're up in your ankles, is that swimming?
So if a kid goes in, if somebody goes in and just wades, is that that's
it? Didn't
fine.
Say no wading.
Okay, did it say no treading water either?
It didn't say that.
I mean, come on.
No, I mean, I honestly think there is a difference. I mean, for example, you go to the beach, right, and the flags are flying, and you're not supposed to swim in the water. Does that mean you can't get your toes wet? Does that mean you can't play around at the edge of the water? No, everybody does that.
I suppose so.
I mean, swimming is different than wading. I don't know. I think
if the sign said stay out of the water, you'd say, well, Disney did what they could.
Yeah, they did. I would say yes. I think they would be more well-advised to say, stay out of the water. This lake has gators.
Well, that's exactly what it will say.
That's what it will say.
I'm sure of that.
How about Thomas in Woodbridge? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Thomas.
Morning. Thanks, guys. I'm sorry, Larry. I have to disagree with you. I think the parents may be to blame for this one because, yes, Disney put signs out there, and difference between swimming, wading, doesn't matter. I think what will happen is Disney will probably come back and prevent people from being able to get to the water at all. I've never seen the area, so I don't know, but short of that, Disney, still knowing that there were gators in the water, will bear, if it were to go all the way through a decision in court, I think Disney would be found a little bit at fault. Now, not that Dad shouldn't have not let his kid been in the water.
Yeah, so I don't blame anybody in this case, but I hear you. I was just there at Easter time, and there's water everywhere, and if there's a sign that says stay out of the water, I stay out of the water.
Yeah, but that's not what the sign said. 622 on WMAL.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Are you ready for the summer's heat? You know what? How about the windows in your home? Are they ready for the summer heat? That's the real question here because, you know, windows serve a purpose in your house. They let light in, sure. They let you see what's going on the outside, sure. But it's also designed, they should be designed, to keep the hot on the outside during the summer and the cool on the inside. And if they're not doing that job, well, it's time to replace them. And there's no better window that you can buy than the super energy efficient windows at Thompson Creek. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. It's the company that does it all. I've been given the backstage tour of the factory, and let me tell you, they care about a couple of things here. They care about customer service. They really do. They care about quality, and they make a great energy-efficient window. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. Here's the number, 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK. Creek. Tell them that your good friend and radio buddy, Brian Wilson, sent you.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
More of your calls in just a moment. It is now 625 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, where we've had a challenging morning already.
I know, we definitely have, to say the least. And the delay's actually continuing, but I have a little bit better news here. Well, a lot better, with all the travel lanes reopened on the Capitol Beltway. Now, 2 hours ago, had a serious crash that stopped all traffic for a while, had been shut down. Big delays coming off of 95 and around to the crash, which is still activity on the shoulder between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue, but they've opened the through lane, so we're trying to flow through there. Again, this is the outer loop of the Beltway. Be heavier than normal, obviously. Watch for southbound 95, University Boulevard, George Avenue, Colesville Road. Everyone quite slow to try to merge into those backups. Let's get you in through Brandywine. We've had a crash. Please tell me it's on the shoulder, but I'm still watching delays growing here. Northbound 5 as you come up to Brandywine Road. Watch for police at the scene of the crash. Virginia 95 in Aquia, Slowdale City to Woodbridge. Along the way near the Prince William Parkway, one had been moved over to the shoulder. That was the fender bender. And on 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lake, Spear Oaks and Falls Church, under speed. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Clouds in and patchy fog for the first part of the day. Maybe even a few light rain showers this afternoon. A slight chance of thunderstorms. Or maybe a few around that could be strong, possibly severe. 84 tonight. Some rain around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 73 degrees at 627. Get a couple more calls in here. Does Disney bear any responsibility for that gator attack that took the life of a young toddler? Let's start with Betty in Rockville. Betty, you're on with Brian and Larry. Very quickly, what do you think?
Yes, I believe they do. I think the sign was insufficient. If they knew that there were alligators in there, I think that sign needed to say, do not go swimming, there could be alligators. The people were from Nebraska. Disney is a make-believe world. The only alligators that are around are the fake ones on the Jungle Trip ride. And I just think that they didn't want that sign there because it's scary. And I think that they should have warned people that, yes, there could be an alligator in that lake.
Maybe, Betty. I doubt that they're going to lose any tourists because of a gator sign. They're just full of tourists. I just wonder if now the federal government, who's in charge of our coastal beaches on the Atlantic side and the Pacific side, are going to start putting signs up everywhere saying, careful, there's probably sharks out there.
Mm. Okay.
Or else they'll be responsible for a shark attack, right?
You think so?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't they be?
They're not a corporation.
Oh, so if you've got deep pockets in a private business, then you're responsible.
It is now 628 on WMAL.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's the mid-year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get incredible deals on more than 10 million square feet of beautiful, top-quality floors, like pre-finished hardwood from $149, bamboo from $149, and North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Looking for popular distressed styles? We've got Virginia Millworks 10 to 30% off, plus special financing. Hurry, the mid-year clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a Washington, D.C. store near you today.
Hey, Christy, what are you doing here?
Making money with Selfie Station.
What's Selfie Station?
It's right over there.
You mean that awesome portable touchscreen photo booth that we've been taking selfies with all night? That's your business? Oh, it's so much fun, and the pictures are such a great memory.
Everybody loves Selfie Station. I'm having more fun and making more money than I ever have.
You know, this would be perfect for my brother's wedding.
Call me soon, because I book up fast.
Do you want to own a business that's fun, that everybody loves? Right now, Selfie Station is offering a sweet deal to get you started. For a super low investment, you can be up and running in just 30 days. Weddings, corporate functions, proms, club events, holiday parties. Be the first in your area. You won't believe how much people will pay to make your business the life of their party. And right now, Selfie Station sweetens the deal even more with a $500 discount off the professional package. That's right, for a limited time, you can save even more.
Just go to SelfieStationRadio.com and enter promo code 44. That's SelfieStationRadio.com, promo code 44.
Hey, when you break up with somebody or if there's a divorce in your family, do you purge their pictures off the social media? We'll tell you why that's a thing in the news right now, coming up after our news at 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Better news to report about this morning's trouble on the outer loop of the Beltway in Montgomery County. Jamie Witten joins us live.
Absolutely, John. We still have some activity. Maryland Beltway with the earlier tractor-trailer accident, and now all lanes have been reopened. This is on the outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue, but the six-mile stretch coming around from I-95 and College Park, still quite slow, and I'll have more coming up in the traffic.
Apparently, not all of the former felons now eligible to vote in Virginia are out of prison. A state prosecutor in Nottoway County, south of Richmond, claims there are 132 sex offenders who have finished their sentences, but who remain locked up because they're deemed too dangerous to be out in public. Governor Terry McAuliffe's office denies that claim is true. It accuses Commonwealth Attorney Terry Royal of playing politics. President Obama heads to Orlando this morning to lend his support following the shootings at the Pulse nightclub, but the community there already is closing ranks around the families impacted by the tragedy. Joe Jackson's pastor of a church offering free funerals to any family that needs one.
It's a fund just to take care of any needs that may arise. And to be totally honest, we don't even realize there's just a ton of needs out there. Our neighbor is struggling. We have to do something.
Federal prosecutors are still considering charges against the widow of the gunman connected to her knowledge of his plans for the attack. CIA Director John Brennan set to tell Congress today that Islamic State militants are training for further attacks on the West. In prepared remarks, Brennan plans to tell a Senate panel that ISIS will rely more on guerrilla-style tactics to compensate for their territorial losses. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,640, the NASDAQ at 48,35. In sports, the Nats and Cubs played ping-pong with the lead in the late innings before Jason Wirth's walk-off double beat Chicago in 12 innings, and the Red Sox beat the Orioles. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make the right assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you curious? Are you eager to pursue those interests that excite and inspire you? Well, now you can hold some of the most brilliant teachings of science, history, health, photography, cooking, and more, all in the palm of your hand. Open the door to learning everything about anything you choose with the breakthrough video on demand library, The Great Courses Plus. Explore an ever expanding library of presentations from world famous experts from your phone, tablet, TV, or laptop. Savor a chef's secrets with the chief instructor of the Culinary Institute of America. Delight in the wonders of the cosmos from famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Or take to the outdoors with the brilliant photography insights of National Geographic photographer Joel Sartori and many other great courses from leading professors at Harvard, West Point, and more. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in The Great Courses Plus. And now you can enjoy it all free for 30 days. Start your free one-month trial at thegreatcoursesplusradio.com. That's thegreatcoursesplusradio.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's get you around the Maryland Beltway, and we can a little bit easier now. All lanes have been reopened. Topside as you come from College Park to Silver Spring. The crash before you get to Connecticut Avenue. Now, the cleanup continues over on the right shoulder, but all the travel lanes have been reopened. Still a lot to check out when you get there. Tractor, trailer, and a car had been involved in this crash. A 6 mile slow stretch as you come off of I-95 and around again toward George Avenue. The closer you get toward Connecticut, the better the pace is getting. Baltimore Washington Parkway, just the volume each direction right now through Laurel. Seeing some unusual delays forming. Looks like we have an incident heading northbound 301 north of 214, but before you get up to 50. So do watch. We had fire and rescue units responding in that area. Brandywine, the crash had been northbound 5 Brandywine Road. 210 pushing up to the Beltway, just the heavy volume. 395, we're doing okay. As you head through Landmark, slowing again at the 14th Street Bridge, but lanes have been open there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some patchy fog around for the first part of the day, otherwise partly cloudy, and a few showers maybe around, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, possibly a strong storm, better chance of rain tonight. 84 degrees today's high. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 71 in Springfield, 68 in Kensington, 72 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, former House Intelligence Chair Representative Pete Hoekstra will join us at 7:35. Oh, it's always a pleasure to welcome the great one, Mark Levin. At 7:45, Stuart Varney with Fox Business. And then at 8:05, we're going to talk to former D.C. Mayor Vince Gray, who's making a political comeback. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Away on never, ever, ever getting back.
So we've discussed this horrible breakup between Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris has captured the imagination of the American people.
Most people are in serious mourning about
that. I know.
But we're not talking about the breakup as much today, about the aftermath here, where both Harris and Swift apparently have purged their Instagram and social media accounts of any evidence that the two had ever been together. All the pictures of them together are now gone. They're just, they've disappeared them. It's very Stalinist, and it made me wonder, you know, back in the olden days, you know, 10 years ago, if you had a breakup with somebody, if you got divorced, if whatever happened in your relationship world, you would probably go through the house and, you know, take down the pictures of that person who used to be your significant other. You know, you take the pictures out of the house, maybe you leave them in a scrapbook, but you certainly put that scrapbook on the shelf and don't leave it out for everybody to look through. Some people would get so bitter. You remember that you'd see the shot of a woman cutting the pictures in half, you know, cutting the dude out of the picture and tossing out the other pictures so they can save the other half of it. Well, these days, all those pictures that you used to hang up around the house and put up around and put in a scrapbook, they're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. And is it appropriate to go back and delete all of those things? Do you do that? 888-630-9625. When you have a breakup, when you are no longer in a relationship, do you go back and sort of rewrite your romantic history on Facebook? 888-630-WML. I'm asking this, well, sort of, for advice, because I haven't done that. I think it's pretty commonly known now that I've been through a divorce and I'm now remarried. And both my new wonderful, beautiful wife Meredith, whom I don't deserve, and I, we both have the same sort of situation.
We can all agree.
Absolutely.
On that point, yes.
If you look back on both of our timelines on Facebook, she's got pictures of her ex fiance. She was actually engaged several years ago.
Oh, really?
To someone.
I hadn't heard
else.
That story.
Oh, yeah, it's a story. All right. And well, before I was romantically involved with her. However, she was engaged to somebody, and his pictures are still up there. Lots of pictures of them, romantic outings and things
okay,
like that.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of my ex-wife. I've got my wedding pictures up there of my ex-wife, some of them at least, and vacations. And I wonder if that's sort of, if I should take them down, if it's disrespectful to my current relationship to have those out there. I certainly don't have any pictures in my house, you know, because that would obviously be disrespectful, but is your social media life an extension of that? And what's your advice on this? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I actually have I've thought a great deal about this, and see, because I am, and I use this word, you know, I'm not bragging when I say it, but something of a public figure.
You're a celebrity.
People follow
Brian
us.
Brian Wilson, you are a celebrity.
People follow us because of what we do in our jobs.
No, not me,
So I have an official Facebook account for work, and I have an unofficial Facebook account, which I don't use my real name. That I stay in touch with my family and my cousins and, you know, people that I went to high school with.
Different privacy settings on that.
And
I understand.
But I don't share pictures of my relationships on social media. I have a very hard and fast rule.
Even on your private family account?
No, I really don't.
Oh, see, part of my social media life is to share with my family members what's going on with my kids.
And I'm very cautious about what I put on regarding my daughter, even in the private account, the alias account. I don't know what to call it. But anyway, I don't put, because I'm very, very concerned about somebody getting a hold of that stuff and obsessing about it or becoming a stalker or something like that. So maybe my situation is different, but I just don't share that kind of information. I share stuff. I stay in contact. If I have something that I want to share with my family, I'll send them in an email or I'll send it in a text that's more direct and not seen by the whole world. So I don't do that. Would I go back and purge stuff from the past? No, probably not. I mean, the past is the past. You can't. It is what it is.
I know, but it's not like there's some sort of, you know, hard and fast rule about the internet. It's not like I'm obligated to keep some sort of historical archive and I'm not allowed to alter it. I mean, it's my Facebook. Mm-hmm. I should be able to put whatever reality I want out there. Sean in Bluemont, Virginia. You're on WMAL. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, great to talk to you on the show, guys.
Thanks.
What do you think?
No, I think that's totally all right. You know, every time you see that, maybe it bums out a little bit, reminds you what didn't work out. So, no, I would go ahead and take those down.
You would take it down because it bums you out?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, your phone's a little crackly, so it's hard to hear everything you're saying, but Sean thinks you should take them down. It didn't occur to me. I mean, you know, listen, the fact of the matter is a lot of the pictures that I put up on Facebook of my former relationship, you know, they're happy times. It doesn't necessarily bum me out, you know. I mean, I'm more concerned as to whether it's disrespectful to my current relationship.
Yeah.
If in some way I'm sending a bad message to her or something. I don't mind seeing pictures of her with old boyfriends.
You know, I keep all the
much.
family archive photos that they all send to say, as people die off, they end up in my possession for some reason. And I do actually have pictures where people have been cut out of
cut
them.
Cut out of them, yeah, absolutely. Just hacked up with the
Who was there? I don't know. I'll never know now.
I don't mind Meredith's pictures of her old boyfriend.
And not at all, huh?
No, doesn't bug me.
Doesn't bother you in the least, he says through clenched teeth.
I'm fine with it. It's 6:44.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Hey, listen, you know, Dad's the man. I mean, Dad is the guy, isn't he? I mean, who's the guy that gets out there and takes care of your yard stuff, right? It's Dad. Who do you call when you have a spider on the wall? You call Dad, right? And Dad deserves something special this Father's Day. To show how much you appreciate all he does, give Dad the gift of life this Father's Day with a virtual physical. The virtual physical is the full body scan that has the ability to detect microscopic amounts of plaque in your heart and arteries that could lead to heart attacks or strokes. It can even spot small tumors through the body long before you exhibit any symptoms, and that can lead to a far better chance for a successful treatment. This safe, non-invasive procedure, it takes about 20 minutes. And then, here's the great thing, within a few minutes, you'll sit down with a physician to review the results, your father will sit down with the physician to review the results immediately afterwards. This Father's Day, Virtual Physical is giving an unbelievable $200 off the price of a full body scan. This discount can be redeemed anytime, but the scan must be purchased this week. So make the call right now. Virtual Physical. Give Dad the gift of life. 301-984-9009. That's 301-984-9009. Learn more online at virtualphysical.com.
6:45 on WMAL. Now time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, where a really bad morning has gotten a little bit better, yes?
Absolutely. And on the outer loop of the Beltway, this is where we've been focusing on this tractor, trailer, and car crash. Remnants of it on the right shoulder, but all the travel lanes open. This is on the outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Big delays. Now, we're normally used to seeing the backups at 95, but a little extra pressure, so the slowdown's a little bit thicker here, coming off of I-95 to get around toward George Avenue. Once you get past George Avenue, the pace really does improve. On 270, it's been about the volume, heading through Urbana down toward 109, through Germantown, and now into Rockville on to the 270 spur. Trying to make a recovery into Brandywine. Northbound 5, Brandywine Road, that's where we have a crash. Please tell me all to the shoulder, nothing blocked. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue between Woodyard and Dower House Road for the slowdowns. Now let's go to Virginia 66, seeing the volume through Manassas, Centerville, Fairlakes, Brooks. For now, we're doing okay through Falls Church. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Shouldn't be too much rain out there today. Some patchy fog for the morning hours and maybe a few showers around this afternoon. We'll have a couple of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, a strong, maybe a severe storm, 84. Better chance of some rain tonight with low pressure coming through right over the top of us, 65. Friday, periods of rain, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is 6:47 on WMAL. Marco Rubio. Now, a lot of people wonder, what's Marco Rubio going to do? Because, you know, initially, when he ran for president, he said he wouldn't run for president and the office of re-election for the Senate at the same time. But, you know, he got out. And a lot of people said, are you still going to honor that? And he said, yeah, my intention is I'm going to go off and do something else. But apparently, he has reconsidered that. According to The Hill, Marco Rubio will consider his decision not to run for re-election, he said on Wednesday. He reopened the door to running after speaking to Florida Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantera, a close friend of his who was running to replace him. Apparently, Cantera had urged Rubio to jump back in the race, said, if you get in, I'll get out. And so there's that. There's another guy who has already said he will run for the Senate seat, Representative David Jolly, Republican of Florida, and he has said he would make an announcement on Friday as to whether he would stay in the race. There is a deadline coming up, but it now looks as if Rubio is rethinking the matter. He said, obviously, I take very seriously everything that's going on. I enjoy my service here a lot, so I'll go home later this week, and I'll have some time with my family, and if there has been a change in our status, I'll be sure to let everyone know. That seems to be an opening of the door, at least to consideration of that fact.
Yeah. So The Hill is reporting that, and so is Politico, and I don't think it is a surprise to anybody. I mean, they've got this late this late primary in Florida. It's in August, so he had a whole lot of time to work this through. And, I mean, well, of course he's going
to
stay in the
seat. Well, listen to what he had to say. Here's in his own words.
Obviously, I take very seriously everything that's going on, not just to Orlando, but in our country. I've enjoyed my service here a lot. So I'll go home later this week, and I'll have some time with my family, and then if there's been a change in our status, I'll be sure to let everyone know.
He's in.
I liked it when you said it with a Texas accent better than when he said it with that sort of crisp Florida accent.
Thank you.
He's going to run, and he will probably win again. Although, I mean, let's face it, he couldn't win his own primary in his state.
Well, and that's the question.
When he ran for president, what happens if he doesn't win?
I think what has happened here is that, you know, when you go through all that and you face the humiliation of losing in your own state, I think you got to stop and make a reassessment. And I think he probably has had time to lick his wounds and to think more about what he wants to do. He probably has a better chance of winning than anybody else who would run in the state, I think.
Statewide. Well, especially if it's Alan Grayson who ends up getting the Democrats' nomination. I mean, that'll sort of be a slam dunk because Alan Grayson is absolutely loony. The question then becomes, will he campaign aggressively for Donald Trump in Florida if he's also on the ticket as the nominee?
Yeah, I don't get that impression. That's at least my sense of it. It is now 6:49 on WMAL.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
We love those ads.
You point at junk, and it disappears.
It really works. Look, this is the coolest thing ever.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Can I tell my friends?
I hope you will, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, Christy, what are you doing here?
Making money with Selfie Station.
What's Selfie Station?
It's right over there.
You mean that awesome portable touchscreen photo booth that we've been taking selfies with all night? That's your business? Oh, it's so much fun, and the pictures are such a great memory.
Everybody loves Selfie Station. I'm having more fun and making more money than I ever have.
You know, this would be perfect for my brother's wedding.
Call me soon, because I book up fast.
Do you want to own a business that's fun, that everybody loves? Right now, Selfie Station is offering a sweet deal to get you started. For a super low investment, you can be up and running in just 30 days. Weddings, corporate functions, proms, club events, holiday parties. Be the first in your area. You won't believe how much people will pay to make your business the life of their party. And right now, Selfie Station sweetens the deal even more with a $500 discount off the professional package. That's right, for a limited time, you can save even more.
Just go to selfiestationradio.com and enter promo code 44. That's selfiestationradio.com, promo code 44.
Mold. Even the word sounds gross. And when mold's in your home, it attacks everything from how the air smells to its structural integrity and your family's health. Mold is poison, and it grows anywhere there's moisture from rain or even tiny pipe leaks. Health problems from mold in kids and adults with weakened immune systems are especially scary, including chronic nausea, flu-like symptoms, fever, asthma, and even emphysema. Got mold? A free residential mold consultation by the experts at Chesapeake Environmental Systems tells you for sure. Chesapeake's your go-to professional for finding and eliminating mold in your home, including airborne contamination. Got mold? Let the pros at Chesapeake put their scientifically proven techniques to work for you. For your free in-home consultation, call 866-420-MOLD. That's 866-420-6653. Or find us at ChesapeakeMold.com. Chesapeake Environmental Systems. We don't just find mold, we get rid of it for good.
It is now time to check our money and see how it's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here is Susan Lee.
Hello, good Susan. Thursday morning. Hello to you. Stocks are on a five-day losing streak, and they may actually fall again today. And that's even though the Federal Reserve left interest rates on hold unchanged yesterday. Investors are now worried that Britain might be leaving the European Union. We'll be keeping an eye on shares of gun makers like Smith & Wesson, also Sturm Ruger, and this is after Senate Republicans agreed to hold votes on new gun rules. Walmart is cutting 1,500 accounting and other back office jobs. Those workers will be offered new jobs, though, on the selling floor to learn more about customers. Samsung is buying U.S.-based Joyent so it can use its own cloud services instead of those of outside companies. Sony's recalling 1,700 Vaio computers because their lithium-ion batteries can overheat. Sony sold Vios but continues to service those that it sold. And you'll notice some extra activity at local D.C. airports today. United Airlines flight attendants are staging a protest calling for an industry-wide contract. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
The Tedbritt Summer Sales Event is going on right now. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models over there at Tedbritt Automotive. And our friends over there at Tedbritt are proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus. That's to thank the heroes serving in our military and our community. So, you know, if you're a member of the military or if you're a first responder, that's $1,000 right off the top with these great guys at Tedbritt Automotive. And not only are they doing great things like that, and not only do they give you great deals like I just described with the summer sales event, but they stand by those deals and their vehicles with the Tedbritt for Life program. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Tedbritt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Visit one of their nine great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Tedbritt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, I'm being told from DDOT that the technicians have completed the signal light problem at New York Avenue in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Police had been directing through there. It looks like the light's now working. However, slow before you get to Florida Avenue, again pushing inbound New York toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Northbound 3rd Street Tunnel had been slow as well. The rush hour, well, we're on 395 through Landmark, again at the 14th Street Bridge, 66 through Manassas and towards Centerville and Fair Lakes. We're okay right now through Falls Church. Top side of the Maryland Beltway are remnants of the earlier morning crash. Still remains on the shoulder. Outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Your delays coming around from 95. 95 slow to merge into those backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'm sorry, the forecast calls for some fog today early in some patchy areas. Partly cloudy, slight chance of thunderstorms. Few storms may be severe. High of 84. Chance of rain today is 30%, but a 90% chance of rain tonight. Low of around 65. Periods of rain on Friday, 75. A little cooler. And then on Saturday and Sunday, things clear up. It looked like a great weekend on tap. 80 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, looks like we're heading into a nice day. Well, before the rain gets here, 73 degrees.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
Now, something to think about. with Mike Rogers.
The Democrats wasted little time trying to shape the narrative of the terrorist shooting in Orlando. They sent out a fundraising letter to tens of thousands of loyal party supporters calling for action. Not action on ISIS terrorists who have been brutally killing men, women, and children across the Middle East and inspiring attacks here at home, but action on the Orlando shooting, which they lumped in with the Sandy Hook shooting. All code for the narrative about this is being guns, not terrorism. As a matter of fact, the DNC never even mentioned terrorism. Very hard to beat a terrorist organization that is under investigation in all 50 states by the FBI if you don't acknowledge that radical Islam and ISIS inspired the attacks in Orlando, just like they did in Fort Hood and San Bernardino. The Obama doctrine of not dealing with the problem, not talking about the problem, not identifying the problem is, well, the problem. And the Democrat Party just doubled down on the see no evil, hear no evil strategy. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL.
We got a whole lot of guests, including Stuart Varney of Fox Business.
We're also going to be talking in the next hour to Congressman Pete Hoekstra about what happened in Orlando, the shooting there, and also the great one, Mark Levin.